I'd be very optimistic about the future of the club. We formed the club, I think it was the last day of October, or the 30th of October, 06, and started our first league campaign in March, 07. And we've completed 14 seasons, and the club has expanded a lot since then with the underage teams now, with League of Ireland 13s, 15s, 17s and 19s, and the women's and the underage women's as well. So people said that we wouldn't last long, and I can remember a guy that I used to actually get on, that I still get on pretty well with, is Brian Kerr. But Brian Kerr was interviewed on RTE, there was some match on or something. He was asked, "Well, what do you think of this prospect of Westwood Youth?" Ah, look, he says, "Fair play." He says, "They're giving it a go." He says, "But he says, give them 5 years max." He says. And well, we've survived 14 years, and it's not easy, right? I mean, you mentioned the idea of a new club. What did the Collins say, Yola or something? Or Gola,
I think it is, Michael. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, look, as I mean, sure, anyone can apply to enter a team. I mean, Dustin the Turkey is allowed to put a team in the League of Ireland or try to put one in, and they can apply anyway. But, you know, look, as I mean, maybe they'll be successful, maybe they won't. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen with them. But, I mean, look, all I know is that it hasn't been easy for 14 years. And I would say that we've got better at what we do. And I've made no secret of the fact that the senior is always been a huge struggle for us. You know, the fact that we have very little money to be given players, and other clubs have more, and we intend, if we had good lads, to get robbed on us. But you know what? Look, we still stay going and doing our best. As you know, I've always put more emphasis on the underage, and I always said, and not everybody agrees, but I always said that the seniors should promote the underage rather than vice versa. The whole thing should work well together. And the fact that we have the experience of running a League of Ireland club for 14 years is a valuable experience, and it will stand to us. Some really good guys involved in the club at the moment down there, you know, they're really passionate about us and they care. And it's not easy, you know. I mean, anyone that thinks that he's running a League of Ireland club should try it sometime, because it's very challenging. But I would say we're definitely in a better place than we were a couple of years ago. I thought we were more vulnerable a few years ago. I think we're actually in a good place right now.
Yeah, I was one of those with the fanciful idea that we'd have 11 Wexford fellas out on the field every weekend. And, you know, a lot of people say that. And then, of course, when you start thinking about the great players that we have in junior soccer in Wexford, and of course we have great players, but it's a different story when you have to train three nights a week, and when you have to get on a bus at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and travel to play Athlone, and maybe the following week head to Ballybuffet. That's where the real commitment is needed. And there are the challenges to get 11 Wexford players on the field, aren't they?
As you know, I managed the team for the first 3 years, and we got to the League Cup final, and I remember beating Cork in front of just under 3,000 fans, and it was a full Cork team who were one of the best teams in the country at the time. We beat them down in Turner's Cross 1-0. I remember I played 6 under-18s that night. Obviously they were all Wexford lads. Most of the team were Wexford, but they were young lads, right? But as lads get a little bit older, right, I mean, they have huge commitments, like, to get involved in a relationship. Some of them get married, they have kids, they're trying to hold down a job. It's not easy to train 3 nights a week and take all day or a half day Friday off and maybe turn up again on Sunday to train as well. Sometimes you're training 4 nights. I mean, it's a huge challenge, especially for fellas. I was probably lucky in that I was trying to do this with real young lads, right? Fellas that were 17, 18 and 19, a lot of them, right? It was easier to do it with them because they didn't have the same draws on them. They didn't have a wife or kids at home. And so it was actually easier to do with them fellas. So, I mean, getting adults to make that commitment today, not every adult can do it, even if he wants to do it, you know? So, I mean, I'm not complaining about the Wexford people in Wexford that can't make the time to play with the club. I understand that it's a massive commitment and it's not easy, and it's not for everybody, you know?
Yeah. You still have your passion for football, I suppose, Mick?
Oh, God. You have no idea. I miss not being in the stadium so much, so much. Yeah. Oh, Lucas, I mean, watching football on television with no fans in the stadium is just not the same. And I think it's been a real lesson to people that the fans are a huge part of the equation, and the game isn't the same without them. But listen, I managed an under-18 team of some sort for 37 years in a row it was a beautiful experience. I loved working with young people, coaching football, and hopefully I'll get back to it someday when I'm better at everything else.